Let's take our Bibles together to the Gospel of John, please. John chapter 12. John chapter 12. We'll pick up where we left off in this text. And Jesus has been speaking here. He's praying where we're going to pick up the reading this morning. John chapter 12. And we'll start reading together in verse 28. If you have a copy of the Word of God with you, John chapter 12. Sure hope you do. Verse 28. Jesus, as he's praying, says this, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. My attention is called to the end of verse 36. I think it's a strange thing to say, a strange event that happened. The Bible says at the end of verse 36, these things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. I want to speak to you about Jesus hiding himself from people. Now, usually it is man that hides himself from God. It's not God hiding himself from man. We found that all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve hid themselves among the trees. They were fearful of God. They were ashamed in their sin. They were trying to stay out of the eyesight and the presence of a holy God, hiding from God. Tell you what, not much has changed since the garden. People are still hiding, trying to hide from God. They're trying to hide their sins from God. You can't hide from God. You think you may be hiding from Him, but you don't. He sees. You know, the Bible even tells us in Revelation chapter 6, when Jesus Christ comes again back to this earth, that the men shall run into the dens, into the rocks, into the caves, and try to hide themselves from the face of Him that sits upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And they'll call out and they'll say, hide us, you can't hide from God. Man never was able to hide from God. But this doesn't say man is hiding from God. This says Jesus is hiding from them. God hiding from man. Maybe you've never heard this verse. I'll quote it to you, Isaiah 45:15, that says, Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. You know, usually valuable things are hidden. Somebody, if you have any valuables, you try to hide them. There are many treasures that are hidden even in the earth. You know, Jesus talked about a treasure that was hidden in a field. A lot of times very valuable things are hidden. Here the most valuable thing in the world is being hidden, and that's Jesus Christ. He's still the most valuable thing in the world. He's still the greatest treasure. He is the greatest thing you could ever find. And here he's hiding himself. I want to know why. I want to know why at this event, what caused him to hide himself from people. You know, usually somebody hides out of fear. I don't think Jesus was afraid. Matter of fact, he's going to go straight to the cross. When they come seeking for him, you say, I'm him. Here I am. He's not trying to hide himself so he would not be crucified. He's certainly not hiding anything to deceive anyone. It's almost like the way David hid. You remember in the, of course, Jesus Christ being the son of David? The Bible speaks of David. If you study the word hide, you'll come up with just multiple references to David. And David is constantly hiding himself, listen now, constantly hiding himself from Saul. Now, David, you can say David was afraid, and I think David could have taken care of Saul easier than he took care of the giant. I mean, Goliath was a lot bigger than Saul. Goliath was a lot bigger than, a lot stronger than Saul, a lot more formidable adversary, and David just ran to him, man, as a boy, without any armor, without any men, without any help. He took care and dispatched that giant without any help at all. And David could have easily taken care of Saul. We've seen that even in the stories where he would come up and, you know, he'd cut off a piece of his robe just to show him he could have done something. But David constantly hiding himself from Saul. You know why I think David hid himself from Saul? The same reason I think God hides himself from some people. Saul had a bad heart. Saul had an envious heart. He had a jealous heart. He had an evil heart. He had a sinful heart. We're going to see in just a moment that God does hide himself from those that would rather have their sin than have his own person. Notice this hidden Jesus in our text. He's standing right before him and they don't even know, so he might as well hide himself because they're no closer to receiving him than when he's in their presence. Would you look at John 12 and verse 34, what the people said to him? The hidden Jesus. John 12, 34. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus Christ standing right in front of them, but he is hidden from their eyes. He's hidden from their heart. They don't know who he is. How can you not know who he is? Look at verse number 37. But though he had done so, look at the word so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. They did not know he was the Son of Man, even though he said he was. They did not know he was the Christ, though he was declared to be. And all of the miracles that he did, and he was still hidden from their understanding that this is the Christ. This is my Savior. Why could they not know that? Why was that hidden from their understanding? It didn't have to do with the fact that Jesus needed to prove something more to them. It had to do with, look, if he's not the Christ, there ain't none. Nobody could ever, would ever do what he did. No other man can do the things that he did. No other man. And yet you don't know who he is. How is it that you don't know who he is? How is it that you don't know who this Son of Man is? How is it that you're so blinded to that fact and the truth is hidden from your eyes? I tell you what, it had something to do with their heart. Look at, grab Deuteronomy. Hold your finger. Look, grab Deuteronomy 31. I want to give you three reasons why God hides himself. And I'll give them to you from the Bible. They're not my opinion. I just want to read it to you. Why does God hide himself from people? We live in a country, we live in a world where God is hidden from people. That they have no idea where he is. They have no idea that he is. Why is that? Deuteronomy, I'll give you three reasons. Deuteronomy chapter 31, the Bible says in verse 18, and I will surely, Deuteronomy 31:18, and I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they have wrought in that they are turned unto other gods. Look at chapter 32, the next chapter. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 20, watch the wording of the scripture. Why does God hide himself? Why does he seemingly hide himself from sinners that need his salvation? Why does he seemingly hide himself sometimes from us who even name his name? Have you ever wondered where God is? Deuteronomy 32, verse 20, look at it. And he said, this is God speaking, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. Why? Why is he doing it? For they are a very froward generation. Look at it. Children in whom is no what? No faith. God says this, if you won't believe me, then I'll just go hide myself from you. And when you try to find me, you won't be able to find me. I think maybe I'm losing some of you there. In other words, God's not obligated to knock your door down every day of your life and prove himself to you. He's already proven himself. Jesus has already proven himself to this crowd in John chapter 12, but they still won't believe on him, so he hides himself. And they are still embracing their sins instead of embracing the Savior. So he said, all right, if you that's what you want, then I'll just go over here and I'll hide myself and you can just have what you want. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 59 verse 2, sins have hid his face from you. You want to find God? Well, quit seeking after your sins. You want to find God? Quit being so interested in your sin. I'll quote you a few other verses. Ezekiel 39, 23. Because they trespassed against me, therefore hid I my face from them. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I hid my face from them. God says, if you want your uncleanness, if you want to live in your transgressions, I'll just hide myself from your life. Micah 3, 4, he will even hide his face from them at that time as they have behaved themselves ill in their doing. What's the first reason God hides himself from man? Because man embraces his sin and will not believe God when he says something to him. So God says, well, I'll just go over there then. And when you want to find me, you won't be able to find me. But you know, it's not just lost people, unsaved people, that seemingly Jesus is hidden from sometimes. Sometimes it's saved people. It's the second reason why God hides himself from people. Look at Job real quickly. I'll read these verses to you. God hid himself from Job. Job couldn't find God with a flashlight. Amen. He couldn't find God with his friends. He couldn't find God with his wife. He couldn't find God anywhere. Job, look at it with me. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 23 is where I want to go. Job 23. Now, Job believes in God. Job loves God, but he can't find God. Listen, I'm speaking to somebody here this morning. You can't find God. You've looked for God. It seems like he's hidden from your face. And maybe you even love the Lord. Maybe you're interested in God, but you can't find him. Wonder why that might be. Job, Bible says in chapter 23, in verse number 8, look at it. He says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Why? But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. You see, God's hidden from Job. Job's not living a life of sin or unbelief. No, he's esteeming the words of the mouth of the Lord more than his necessary food. But look at verse 15. Therefore am I troubled at his presence when I consider I am afraid of him. Verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft and the Almighty troubleth me. He said, I can't find God. Why could he not find God? Because God's testing him. God's trying him. God wants to know how interested he is in himself. And this is the third grade. Sometimes God hides himself because of man's unbelief, man's wickedness. Sometimes God hides himself from man because he's testing you. He's trying you. He's trying to perfect you. He's trying to get you to have a greater hunger for himself, which leads me to the third reason. God hides himself so you'll seek him. You ever played hide and seek? When somebody plays hide and seek, do they play hide and seek for what reason? Well, the whole point of the whole game is so somebody to find you. Right? Now, you know, if you never find anything, you don't look for. You know what Isaiah said? Isaiah said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. I think Jesus may have hid himself in John chapter 12 because he wanted to know who wanted to find him. He wanted to see if somebody was willing to seek him. The Greeks had sought him earlier, as we read in the text. We want to see Jesus. Why weren't these Jews? Why weren't the rest of these people seeking him? Look, I'll tell you what. You may think Jesus is hidden. You may think God's hidden from your life. But seek him and you'll find him. That's what David even said to his son Solomon. He said, Solomon, listen. If you're really interested in finding God, he said this, and I quote, he told him that what you need to do, son, is you need to seek him. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. If you really want to find him, you'll find him. Why is Jesus, why is God hidden from man? They're not looking, not interested, not trying to find God. Man is living his life in oblivion to the need. I need to find God. Is God hidden from you? Well, why don't you go looking for him? Why don't you seek him as a hid treasure that he is? The hidden Jesus. There's not only the hidden Jesus in our text, there's something else hidden there. Would you look back at John chapter 12? There's a hidden voice in John chapter 12. We started this passage in verse 28. Jesus is praying. The Bible says that as he prays, he says, Father, glorify thy name. And verse 28 says, then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify God again. Now, if you know sixth grade English, you understand those words. God's voice from heaven was not hard to understand. It wasn't $20 words. They're small words. God the Father spoke from heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. God spoke that from heaven. Now, you do know in the Bible that God the Father spoke to God the Son three times while he was on the earth. Out loud. So that everybody could hear it. The first time was at his baptism. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You know what I'm convinced? I'm convinced a lot of people didn't hear that voice. The second time he spoke to Jesus from heaven, God the Father, was when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. You may remember that story. And he said the same words. He said, hear ye him. Some of them still didn't get the connotation because Peter's wanting to build tabernacles and temples for Moses and Elijah, and he's all bent out of shape. And he needs to just stop and listen to the Lord. And God the Father spoke it from heaven, said, hear him. And this is the third time. You know, it's strange. All three times, and I think this is not by accident. Listen now, I'll tell you something profound. And that's not often, so you better listen. All three times, God the Father spoke audibly from heaven in a voice. All three times, Jesus was praying. You ought to look at those texts. At his baptism, it says, while he prayed. At the Mount of Transfiguration, as he prayed. What's he doing here? He's praying. You want God to talk to you? Won't you talk to God? You want God to speak to your heart? Won't you speak to him? Why is he the one that's got to do all the talking, you see? Three times God the Father spoke from heaven, and this time it's very clear, very plain. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. But watch, it is a hidden voice. Because look at it. Read the rest of the text. Verse number 29. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it what? Thundered. Now, there's a lot of... Now, it was thundering yesterday, wasn't it? And I tell you what, I didn't go to my wife and said, who's talking? In other words, I didn't mistake the thunder for somebody trying to talk to me. Thunder's pretty clear what it is, right? And a voice speaking to you in audible words for you to understand is also pretty clear. But the people that stood by, instead of hearing the words of God the Father speak to them, that voice was hidden from him, and all they could hear was noise. Or maybe they said, they discerned it, well, maybe it's an angel. Well, we don't know what just happened. What do you mean? God the Father just said, I both glorified and glorified again. And somebody said, man, it's coming a storm. Did you know that happened again when God spoke from heaven? Look at Acts chapter 9. I'll show it to you. You remember Saul, who became Paul on the Damascus Road? Jesus Christ spoke to him audibly from heaven. And the Bible says that when that happened, of course, he fell to the ground. The Bible said in Acts chapter 9, look at it now. Acts chapter 9, verse number 3. I'm talking about a hidden voice. The Bible said, as he journeyed, Acts 9, 3, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now that's a conversation that Jesus is having to Saul from heaven, and he can hear, it's understood words. Next verse. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no man. Now some people have said there's a contradiction in the Bible. And go to Acts 22 and I'll read to you. There are no contradictions in the Bible, there's just contradictions in your brain. There's contradictions in our understanding. Now, Acts 9 says that they heard a voice. Do you see that? You know every little article in the Bible is even important. It said they heard a voice, but they're standing there speechless, dumbfounded. Acts chapter 22, watch this. Acts 22 and verse number 9. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, look at your Bible, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. Do you see what he just said? The people that were with me did not hear the voice that spake to me. Wait a minute. Acts 9 says they did hear a voice. They heard a voice, but they didn't hear the voice that spake to him. Hearing a voice and hearing the voice is two different things. In other words, they didn't hear the words. They didn't understand the conversation. They were there. Now, how can you be in the same location and not understand the conversation? How can Jesus Christ be there and God the Father speaks from heaven, I've glorified it and will glorify it again, and everybody don't understand, they think it thundered. They don't understand the voice. The voice is hidden from their understanding. How can it, the people that are traveling with Saul, they don't hear the voice? Again, I believe it's a matter of the heart, dear friend. I really believe, you know, the Bible says one day Jesus is coming for us that are saved, for we who know Christ as Savior. And the Bible says that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And that's going to happen. But you know what I think the world's going to hear? They're just going to hear noise. You know what I'm going to hear? Hey, Brent, come up hither. Because he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Oh, I'll understand. That's my Savior calling me. But the world, it's a noise. Now watch this. A hidden voice. You know, some people can hear the preaching of the Word of God and it's just a noise. And other people can hear the preaching of the Word of God and the Spirit of God is speaking to their heart and dealing with their heart and talking to their own conscience. Why is it that one man just hears some you know, raving guy that's up there screaming and hollering and doing all this stuff, and somebody else is sitting there, and God's working in their heart, and in their heart they're saying, oh God, I don't want to hide from you, and oh God, I want to hear your voice. Why can a work be done in one person's heart and a work not be done in another person's heart when it's the same preaching of the Word of God? It's the same words, it's the same message, but the words are hidden. Because you understand with your heart. That's what Jesus said in this same text. Do you see that in verse 40? He said in the middle of that verse, you understand with your heart. God speaking is an undiscernible noise to a wrong heart, to an evil heart, to a heart filled with unbelief. The old song said, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. And then that writer said, I found in him. Yeah. He found in him everything, a resting place, and he hath made me glad. How is it that a world can't hear Jesus? A world is not interested in Jesus. Jesus is hidden from the majority of people, and yet there's some people that he fills their life, he saves their soul, he brings satisfaction and joy and gladness. I mean, in this same text, what did he say there in verse 32? He said, and if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men to me. Well, then why can't people hear him? Why is that voice of the drawing Savior? Why don't they hear, come unto me? Oh, friend, Jesus is here this morning. You say, how do you know that? Because he promised he would be. I got Bible verses for it. He said, you'll gather together. I'll be in the midst. I'm in the midst of the church. He's here. You know what he's saying to somebody this morning? He said, come unto me and rest. Come to me, trust me, believe on me. How is it that somebody can hear that and somebody else can't hear that? Because you understand with your heart. How is it to the lost world and this world that we live in, the things of God are so undiscernible? It's because, not because God's not trying to draw them, they don't understand it. It's not because the grace of God has not appeared to them, because the Bible says it's appeared to all men, but some people can't discern it because their heart is in a different place. The hidden Jesus, the hidden voice. Would you look at one more thing with me? There's something else hidden in this text. He says in verse 35 of John chapter 12, John 12, 35, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. I see that light is going to be hidden from their eyes. Light. Look at it, verse 38. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, look at verse 40, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. He said this right here, if you don't respond to the light, I'm going to take the light and I'm going to hide it from you. Watch this. While you have the light, believe in the light. While you have the light, walk in the light. While you have the light, grab a hold of it. But if you won't believe the light, if you won't receive the light, if you won't walk in the light, God says, I'm going to take that light and I'm going to hide it from you, and you're going to be blind and you're going to walk in darkness and you're not going to know where you're going. You know what light is? Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. But you know what light is? Light's truth. The Bible describes itself as light. That book is, it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Now, here's, look. Every individual, God brings truth in your life. It may be something true about you you don't want to hear. Like you're wicked. Like you need to repent and be sorry for the fact that you've broken God's heart and you've broken His law. You may not like to, but the truth will come to you. So you know, every man in his best state is altogether vanity. That's a hard one to swallow. God says the best you have, it's a big zero. I won't accept any of your religion. I won't accept anything you have. I won't accept your church membership. I won't accept your baptism. I only accept one thing. And God, you know who God, the one thing God accepts? He accepts His Son. That's why the Bible says we're only accepted in the Beloved. There's nothing acceptable about me. But one day I came to Jesus Christ and stepped into Jesus Christ, and I became accepted because I'm accepted in Jesus. Not my works, but His works. God says this, here's the truth about you. You can't save yourself. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. You have problems and sins in your life. You have a path that you're going that's astray. Now turn around, and God will give you that light, and God will give you that truth. Have you ever just had a big spotlight shined on you, and you knew what was wrong with you? That's a great day, man. It's scary for some people to really find out what's wrong with them. You do know that there's something wrong with all of us, don't you? I hope you do know that. There's something wrong with every human being. We're broken. We're sinful. We need God. And here comes God. He shines the light. Here's the light. Here's the truth about you. Now watch it, watch it, watch it. He said, if you don't receive this truth about yourself, if you don't receive this truth about my Son, if you don't receive this truth, then I'm going to take it and I'm going to hide it and I'm going to let you walk in blindness. You see, God's light will not always be there for you. If you refuse to receive the light and believe the light, it goes and hides itself. Jesus, the light of the world, He says, you better believe the light, walk in the light, and then what does He do? He goes and hides Himself. You know why? They're not interested. They're not receiving it. Their heart's not open to it. And God says their eyes are blinded. I've talked to people and shared with them the gospel so many times and told them the gospel, how Jesus Christ, He died for your sins. He was buried. He rose from the dead. The Bible said, if you'll call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. It's that simple. You're trusting His righteousness, not your righteousness. He paid the price for your sin. You're guilty, but He paid it. And He rose from the dead. He's the God-man. He's the Savior. He's the only way. It's not your church. It's not your baptism. It's not you. It's not morality. It's all wrapped up in Jesus Christ. And I've talked to people like that, and they tell me, okay, but you know, I got some things in my life I got to work out. It's like they didn't hear a word I said. Do you have eternal life? Do you know you're saved? Yeah, how do you know that? Well, I got baptized one day. I went forward. Well, did you receive Christ? Well, I go to church. It's like you're talking to someone that didn't even listen to a word you said. You know why? God puts the light out there. While you have the light. You know what, dear friend that's saved, you know Jesus is your Savior. That works the same way with us who know the Lord too. We that know we're saved, God will show us some things and say, you know, you better get this right. You better respond right here. You know what happens to some of God's children? They say, you know, I don't think I'm interested in that. And they wind up walking in darkness and their life is a mess, and they come to God and they say, why is this happening and I can't find you, God? And it all traced back to a day that God hid the light because you weren't willing to walk in it. Oh, I don't want God to hide the light from me. I want to believe it. Whatever He says is true. I'll embrace it. I don't want God to hide from me the hidden, the Bible even calls it His hidden wisdom. He says He's hidden from the wise and prudent, but He's revealed it unto babes. Why would God hide the light from people? You know, church, we live in a nation that the light is hidden from them. Have you ever wondered how in the world we got people living today that can't understand the most basic things? Because light, truth, is hidden from their eyes. Look at verse 35 again. Verse 35. Then Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. You know that is the moniker of our society. People don't know where they're going. You know what? Our country, in the history of our country, has had a lot of light. We've had some great preachers. We've had so many Bibles. We have so many churches. We've had so many generations that knew God and knew the ways of God and knew the truth of God. And what is happening in our very country right before our eyes, the light is being turned off and it's being hidden and people don't even know where they're going. You don't know where you're going when you've got face to face with the truth one day and you said, I'm not interested. Then the light will be hidden from you. Why does God hide the light? Why did he say they'll just walk in darkness and he'll blind them and they can't be converted? Why did he say that? Hold your finger here. I got two more verses and I'm finished this morning. Get with one hand, get Matthew chapter 13 with one hand, will you? Matthew chapter 13. And with your other hand, get Isaiah, would you? Isaiah chapter 6. Matthew chapter 13. Why would God hide the light from people? Oh, church, I'm telling you just as well as I'm standing here that God Almighty has turned the lights off in many nations. They couldn't find God if they stayed up all night trying to find Him because the light got turned off. Because there was a generation that said, not interested. So God hid the light switch. The Bible said in Matthew 13, watch it, right here it is. He's quoting this also in John 12. Matthew chapter 13, the Bible says, verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people, watch it, this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Why is the light turned off in John 12? Why is it hidden? Because they shut their eyes, and they shut their ears. And they shut their heart. I don't want to see that. I don't want to consider that. I don't want to contemplate that. I got my own life and I don't want that truth. And I'm going to not listen to that right now. Maybe some other time. And God said, then I'll blind you. You won't be able to see. You close your eyes. The next time you open them, you'll be blind. You reject the truth, well, the next time, I won't let the truth be laying there in front of you. Because your heart's waxed gross. Your eyes have been closed. You closed them. So I turned the light switch on. Don't close your eyes to the truth. The last verse. In Isaiah chapter 6. Which is really, I think, the last final thing that we read this morning in John 12, where Jesus said, these things said Isaiah when he saw his glory. You know, things weren't hidden from Isaiah. Isaiah saw things that nobody else ever saw. But there was a reason for that. Would you look in Isaiah 6 and we'll be finished this morning. In the year that King Uzziah died, what does it say? I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He describes that whole scene. He not only saw the Lord, he saw something else. Look at verse 5. Then said I, look at that. Woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You always can spot somebody that's seen the Lord because they also see themselves as guilty and filthy. When you look at the Lord, there's nothing like Him, man. But why did Isaiah see that? Isaiah 6 doesn't start out, I saw the Lord. It starts out in the year that King Uzziah died. I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. See, why is that significant? Because that one king had to die before that other king could be seen. The one on that throne that was not pure and holy and right needed had to be put down before that other one could be exalted. You know why a lot of people, the truths of God are hidden from them? Because they've got somebody else still on the throne of their life. They've got someone else or something else that's more important in their life. And they can't see God because they're seeing everything around them too much. And they see another person or another plan or another dream. Or they see themselves. Isaiah said the reason that God's presence was no longer hidden from me is because somebody died so that I could see. I tell you this morning, Jesus Christ died so that you could see something. And why don't we put to death everything else that stands in my way of seeing the truth and knowing the truth? The hidden Jesus. Is Jesus hidden from you? Well, preacher, people talk about Jesus talking to them, and I don't understand that. And people talk about having a relationship with Jesus Christ, and I just don't have that. I can't ever find God. He's not personal in my life. Jesus can be hidden. Light can be hidden. And His voice can be hidden. And it's all dependent on what kind of heart you've got. You want God? You can have God this morning. You want salvation? Then you ought to be able to hear the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Believe me. Trust me." You ought to be able to hear that. If your heart's not right with God and you need some help from the Lord, you ought to be able to hear that voice say, "Hey, here's a light. You know what you need to do. Come to me." Don't turn that off. It'll be hidden from you.